Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mouse Ears Podcast, where we talk about all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys Travel.
It's amazing. I love it.
So, all right, we are done with the left side of the bracket, only 40 minutes into the episode. So, moving on to the right side of the bracket, we have the hashtag battle. We have, is that what we're going with for that? We have a hashtag battle of the, okay.
No. Battle of the Brunch is for 1914.
Oh, okay. Well, it was next to the first one. So we have Boma versus Tusker House.
Which both do have good breakfast options.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're both buffets, both African inspired food and dishes. Tusker House for me all the way. Just an amazing experience. You've got Mickey, Goofy, Donald, and Daisy dressed in. Those four, right? Do I have it right, Jennifer? Mickey, yeah. Goofy, yes. Donald, and Daisy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Dressed in their cute safari outfits. Food is great. What I do want to mention for both of these, even though they're African-inspired buffets, what's wonderful is it's not all crazy food. Like, yes, they do have some out-of-the-box dishes, but they have a lot of your basic foods. You've got a lot of, you know, just a good variety that anyone can eat. Because you'll see the menu, and the menus don't typically have the whole list of everything that you're going to see in a buffet. So you'll see some of the more eccentric options. Mm-hmm. You're like, ooh, is this something that I can get behind? Trust Disney. They're going to make sure that they can give you some options that, you know, are basic or that you would like. And I don't say basic in a bad way. It's good. It's quality. It's delicious. And again, with Tusker House, the reason why it's number one for me, you've got the element of the character experience too. And they're dancing and it's fun and it's hype and it's just awesome. Boma's fantastic. But, and again, Boma located in Animal Kingdom Lodge, you have that quick access to Savannah. Animal Kingdom Lodge as a whole is just like an awesome environment. But again, Tusker House just takes it one step or one notch above because of the characters.
Because most of my clients are families traveling with small children, I do tend to book a lot more Tusker House breakfast brunch hour sites, just because the food options can be kind of limited to those with, you know, more delicate tastes. And I will say this too, as someone who's in the South, we do not have a lot of Moroccan and curries and that sort of thing that menu is very heavy on. Even as a person who eats salmon, the amount of seasoning on the salmon was too much for me, and I ended up eating corn dog nuggets. That was great. They're the same corn dog nuggets that were at Casey's Corner, so I was okay with it. But I do tend to book more breakfast there than I do the lunch and dinner. Just because I never want someone to pay that kind of money for the character experience and then leave hungry or disappointed in the menu. But if you are someone who lives in a more metropolitan area and gets exposed to those types of foods more frequently and enjoys them, that's a great choice. And the convenience of being in park and not having to leave the park if you want to have a character meal to be kind of a break midday or in the evening before the lights turn over and you're able to see Pandora all lit up at night.
You're totally right on that. Jen? Yeah.
I am going to go with Tusker House on this. It's one of my favorite buffets. However, I love Boma also, and that one's really good. If you're kind of passing through, you have an off day, and you still want to have, you know, a nice buffet that's not where you have to enter a park to do it. So Boma's good for that. But the character interactions at Tusker House, it's so kid friendly. It's so much fun in there. My vote is Tusker House, but specifically for breakfast. I love their breakfast.
I agree. I should have mentioned specifically breakfast, and that's what I've experienced, and it's by far bar none one of the best ones. So
All right. Tusker House, moving on. So next we have our hashtag of the week, Battle of the Brunch. We have Topolino's versus, I cannot read that.
Trattoria.
Trattoria.
Oh, sorry,
So Which takes it for brunch?
And I will say, I inserted this option. This was not a Kelton original. But I love brunch at Trattoria. And I will tell you, they have some unique offerings. One of them being a brick oven breakfast pizza. They allow me to add a side of Mickey waffles to anything I want.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lovely, nice brunch before you go back to the airport or eating there before you walk into Epcot for a day of eating and drinking around the world. I like the brunch there. So that's my vote.
What's disappointing, and we talked about this before, they used to have characters mm-hmm. for breakfast at Trattoria. Not anymore. That doesn't mean that the food isn't great, as Elise was saying. But what Topolino does have for breakfast is characters. It's very sought after. Another one of those restaurants that is very, very hard to come across for reservations. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to come across for reservations for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Specifically breakfast with the characters, because this is one of the few locations on Disney property that you will see Minnie Mouse. You have Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Donald, and Daisy. Minnie's only, I just realized recently, she's only like two character dining, and like, or two
Hollywood
or three.
Hollywood and Vaughn and Chef Mickey's.
Is she at Cape May? Can't remember. I think she might be.
Cape May.
She is, but it's few. You have Mickey everywhere. You have Donald everywhere. Minnie's not. And that's just something that really resonated with me when trying to talk to some of my clients, like, we really want to see Minnie Mouse. Okay, this is one of the best breakfast places that I can offer you. So not only that, but people absolutely rave about the food at Topolino's. Brooks, you're one of those people as well. So my vote. Oh, and it's located at the top of Riviera. So it is easily accessible with a Skyliner if you're not staying there. But you also have, you know, this beautiful rooftop view. So you've got the ambiance, you got the characters, you got great food. You know, it's not the hardest to access. So I would go for Topolino's with this one.
I don't want to be the tiebreaker.
It sucks.
I don't want to be the tiebreaker. Oh, I love both places. I am going to go with Trattoria on this one. The brunch is really, really good. Uh-oh.
No! He's using his hat against me.
This is so funny, though.
I am so sorry. I have to use one of my designer votes.
Oh.
I can't believe you used it this early.
I did not think I was going to have to use it first round. But
then you only have one left.
Yep.
You used for this one and not Ohana? Wow.
Well, I mean, I have two. But Topolino's, as Steph said, that is probably the best breakfast I have ever had. And it could be also the cast member experience that we had. And then also that's where we found out that Ellie loves Daisy Duck, because she was literally 5 months old when we went, not even 5 months old. And she saw a Daisy Duck and she literally like was grabbing her beak and was like putting her head towards it. So for the Ellie factor, I had to put Topolino's through. I'm sorry, Elise and Jen. I'm sorry.
Just remember, I have three kids. I'm going to start throwing out those factors here soon.
whenever you have the decider hat, you can throw that in.
Okay.
So, by the way, thank you, Copelands, for letting me borrow your light up hat. I did not own this.
But can I just say, you guys really made me curious to try the brunch at Trattoria. Because I think I've only ever actually looked at the breakfast menu since the characters left, honestly. And then I looked at them at the dinner menu at times, and they had like this really interesting looking gnocchi that caught my eye. But yeah, try the brunch, clearly.
And I will also say, I had not eaten at the other one, so that also I'm sorry, Elise.
Are we going to have any park time when we do get to do this Mouse Ears like meetup? We're just going to eat the whole time.
Well, some of these restaurants are in the parks. Some of the restaurants are in the parks.
They need to bring back the Bucks dining plan just for us.
Bring that back.
Bring that back just for us, just for our trip, just so we can have it.
All right. So moving on, we have another battle of the steakhouses. We have Steakhouse 71 versus La Sierre. So.
Jen.
Who am I going first? Elise was ready to go. I want to hear what Elise had to say.
Hashtag battle of the sides.
No, not at Steakhouse 71.
Oh, are you kidding me, Jen? What?
Well, yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Elise.
I swore I would take this to the grave, so I can't believe I'm telling our audience. My cousin and I were on our girls' trip 2020. It was Run Disney Princess Race weekend. Oh. It was terrible weather. We had suffered in the parking lot of Epcot for hours that morning in the rain. And that night, we saw a 15-minute wait for La Cellier in the app. And we looked at one another and said, to the grave. And our husbands could never know that we went without them. Neither of our husbands have eaten there yet.
I feel this on a spiritual level.
And there were no photos taken. There is no content for me to put on my business page. This was supposed to go to the grave. But La Cellier, the bacon Gouda mac and cheese, the melt in my mouth filet cooked to a perfect medium like I like. Don't come for me, you people that like a medium rare or a rare. I eat it medium. I want a good amount of pink, but I don't want it to bleed on
like,
me.
That's how I like it.
Okay, thank you. Some people say I ruin a filet. I don't get it well done like a heathen. I get it medium. So now only she, I, and the entire Mouse Ears podcast know that I may be testing the limits of my 20-year relationship with my husband for La Cellier.
I'm not ready.
Salute.
Ready. Okay. I will make you feel better.
Yeah. I was waiting for this.
I have not told Michael that I've been to Steakhouse 71. So here's the kicker. We were supposed to go to celebrate our anniversary 2 years ago, and he chose to hang out with his friends instead of going to celebrate our anniversary at Steakhouse 71. And not only that, I also got charged for not showing up at that reservation. Was I salty? You tell me. Here comes Fam 2023. When did we go? I don't even know.
2023, because we've been twice now without him.
If he hears this. We're both going to be in the doghouse. I'm just so happy I'm not the only one that's had secrets about food at Disney.
Y'all can come hide in South Carolina.
Okay, so now that the cat's out of the bag, times two. I can honestly say, without a shadow of a doubt, Steakhouse 71, in the wise words of our good friend Mel Carr, oh gosh, actually, of Jesus, it is so good. Their sides. The mushroom sauce, the potatoes au gratin. I don't know what they do to the food, but it is made with love. And then some.
I'm just glad it doesn't have curse words in the quote from Mel Carr.
Actually, that's the Mouse Ears podcast version. Okay.
So, Jen, what is your confession about one of these places?
So, I took my husband to Steakhouse 71, so I can talk freely.
You should have gone first. No, I'm 12 hours from home and have to make it home before this podcast comes out.
As soon as Elise started saying it, I was like...
And Jen, you knew.
In trouble.
I can't believe Elise out in the dark with this one.
As she's dipping her au gratin potatoes into the mushroom gravy and talking about how it's a Jesus, I can't let Mike know.
He messed up when he chose to not go for our anniversary. So
this is on him.
This is on him.
Mine is still in the seat. Yours is well earned.
So
that being said, he really wants to go to Les Cellier, so I'm hoping we can go there and soften the blow. Sorry, Jen.
Please. My face hurts after this.
So, hands down, Steakhouse 71. Part of that is it is from a food allergy wise consumer and from the and from Port Elise. And from a vegan. They have a mushroom Wellington that is to die for. It is amazing. Everything there is so, so, so good. The only thing I will say about it, four things. The only thing I would say about it is that the atmosphere in there, it is pretty loud. Like, it is a loud place. It is a loud restaurant. But
because everyone wants to go.
Yeah. Or you have children running around unattended under tables.
That too. Well, also, just a tidbit. What's interesting too is Steakhouse 71 does have varying menus for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All three. Very interesting. And they all have very unique things that people absolutely fall in love over. So,
yeah. My vote is
that's kind of cool. 71. Whew. That was a tough one. Why did we set ourselves up for that
one? My vote is for an episode on Disney Confessions.
that would be married, dangerous.
So
testing the limits.
Steakhouse 71 moving on.
The episode drops on Monday, Elise. You have a couple of days.
I have a couple of days to get home.
When do you leave tomorrow?
I'm starting the 2-day drive back tomorrow.
If we need to edit to where, if we need to do a soundbite of you saying Steakhouse 71.
No, what we're going to know is if my husband listens when I'm a guest or not, based on if he comes home with an attitude. If he's still nice to me on Tuesday, we're going to know that he didn't listen.
Or do we tell him that you're a guest?
I mean, I tell him. He's always so proud of me to guest with you guys.
Aww.
Love the support. I hope you still marry my Tuesday. If not, I promise we'll do a Les Cellier just pity party after.
I've got that man booked on a Sandals Duns River trip for July. He can't leave until then.
So moving on before more relationships are ruined, we have Hollywood Brown Derby versus Storybook Dining at Artist Point. So, Elise?
This hurts. This is like picking between two of my children. I had the best salmon I have ever had in my life at Hollywood Brown Derby.
Really?
Perfectly cooked, not overcooked. Had a puff pastry lattice on top. Beautiful.
Ooh.
I need to try this.
But Storybook Dining at Artist Point. my favorite character meal. My mother has already said, I'm going to cover for everybody to go back to the Evil Queen restaurant when we go on our Halloween trip. And I'm like, Mom, you don't know what you say because my oldest is 11 now. He charges as an adult. But I have eaten there.
When is this Halloween trip? And
it's in September. Yes, it's a Halloween weekend. You are more than welcome to come. We're staying at Art of Animation in a Finding Nemo's family suite.
Love it.
The dining at Storybook Dining is just phenomenal. It is not like any of the other character meals I've ever been at. The prime rib, top notch. The appetizers come out in an assortment where everyone gets a miniature. They're all highly themed to the German, you know, being in a Bavarian forest. The mushroom soup there.
Sold.
Awesome. Each guest gets every one of the appetizers. You pick an entree, and then the desserts come out, and everyone gets a miniature of the dessert. And the highlight at the end is when the server brings you the Huntsman's box, lifts the lid, and smoke comes out. And there is a chocolate heart in the midst.
Yeah.
Top-notch presentation. Snow White, Grumpy, and Dopey come around to the tables. There are lights in the trees in the restaurant. It's located over in the Wilderness Lodge. And my favorite character of all time, the Evil Queen, meets there. And you don't just have her come around. Oh, no. She's the Evil Queen. You are summoned as a table to come get in line to present a card saying you've been summoned to meet the woman.
Yeah.
Mike, drop.
And she insults the children. I love it.
I want that job.
She is amazing. And the only reason she's nice to me is because I pay homage. She once told me she could tell I was a queen of good taste in my kingdom because I had on a shirt with her face on it. She told my children if they didn't mind me, they would be sent to serve in her kingdom. Entertainment, ambiance, food. I forgive you, or please forgive me, Hollywood Brown Derby. Storybook Dining at Artist Point.
I vote. I'm behind Elise on this one.
I'm sorry. I'm very passionate about this topic. Can you tell?
I'm okay with this. This is great.
All right. I will say that if you like a really good Cobb salad, Hollywood Brown Derby is the place to go to get a really good Cobb salad. But nothing compares to Storybook. The food for me was a little bit underwhelming just because of my dietary restrictions. If you're vegan, be prepared. It's going to be a little underwhelming, but my gosh, the atmosphere there and meeting the queen and like amazing, just amazing. And it's beautiful. I did a TikTok about it and it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful restaurant and a lot of fun, So Storybook.
All right. Even though I've never eaten at Storybook, Storybook is moving on because I want to challenge the Evil Queen to try to insult my Ellie. Like, Ooh. Look at this child and tell me if you can insult her.
Well, what's great is when they like hug her, she makes a face and they capture it in the picture and it's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. We have Tony's Town Square versus 50's Primetime. Not everyone at once.
I'm going to go ahead.
No, please. Okay. You got something to say.
I'm going to go with 50's Primetime. That was a lot of fun. It was just pure fun. Our waitress, I can't remember what her name was, but we had the Fantasmic Dining Package.
Quinn, by chance?
No. It was like Teresa or Stella or something, but she came up to the table and she's like, okay, what can I get you? And we were laughing because every time I have to order, we laugh. And I said, I have allergies. And she said, okay. And I got about three items in and she put her little notepad down and she looked at me. She said, I'm just going to go get the chef. And she walked away. It was amazing, but the food was really good. And I think the value for the money, especially if you're doing the Fantasmic dining package, is well worth it.
I want to add to your experience, Jen, because I had the pleasure of being there. Not only was the waitress fantastic, but when the chef actually came out, he literally said to you, "I like a challenge. I want to make sure you're eating something that you can enjoy too."
Yeah.
Obviously not those exact words, but that was the gist of it.
Yeah.
And that just resonated so well with all of us, because as your friends are always worried, is she going to be able to eat something mm-hmm. well that she can enjoy? You know, it's always the back of our minds or the forefront, you know, depending on the situation. So when we hear something like that with that certainty from the chef, "I'm going to make sure you can eat something
yeah.
delicious." And it wasn't just a one meal thing. You know, it was, I wanted to say appetizer, entree, yeah. and dessert. He had yeah. you covered. So, you know, that was awesome. So from beginning to end, great experience. And of course, that old 50s style, you know, the different portions of an old timey house is really just cool and different and immersive in its own way. Really cool. Then you have Tony's Town Square, which for many people is nostalgic. We were talking about that before.
Mm-hmm.
Located at Magic Kingdom.
Right as you enter the park on the right-hand side.
Yeah, in Main Street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remind me, is this the one that now has been like all over Instagram having like a foot-long mozzarella stick? Or is that the plaza? Doesn't matter. Tony's Town Square has been there for forever.
I think it might be Tony's.
It might be. I'm pretty sure they just recently got like a menu refresh.
Mm-hmm. Kind of needed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best way I can phrase it. You know, I'm not going to say that 50s Primetime was the best food I've ever had at the parks, but there was just so many other components to my meal experience that really just made that one just feel like a much more, like that one has my vote at the end of the day. Tony's Town Square just really doesn't, like, I don't know, jump out at me in any way, unfortunately, mm-hmm. other than it being, you know, if I were to compare Tony's with the Plaza, and they both have similar ambiance and like food style, but I'd still go with the Plaza because you have that view to, you know, the Magic Kingdom, Cinderella Castle. Tony's, you're facing the train station, which is fine, just really not something that I would want to go
to. I think Tony's has a loyal following mm-hmm. and it has sentimental value to a lot of families.
Mm-hmm.
I've mentioned to y'all, I had clients that they ate there on their honeymoon, so they always take their children back to Tony's.
Yeah.
But if we're talking food quality, if we're talking experience, it's unanimous here that it's 50s Primetime.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to agree with y'all with the 50s. I remember, so the trip, and I've talked about it several times, but my first time ever going to Disney was in 2004. And going to 50s Primetime with my mom and just the amount of fun that she had, and also got the cleaned my plate sticker. So
I have mine in my purse from my last trip.
Mom
and I went and we earned our stickers.
Oh, I love that.
Love it.
I'm
so proud. I have it in my little Disney bag.
That's part of the experience. I mean, it's awesome.
And then that. if you ever go, I will say
gold star.
Ask for Waitress Quinn. She is one of our followers on TikTok, and she actually just celebrated 20 years as a cast member.
Did we have?
I don't know. That name sounds familiar.
So
maybe we had her.
If y'all haven't, go follow her on TikTok. She posts great content.
I'm gonna have to check that out because I loved our waitress.
So
she was awesome.
Moving on, we have a battle of Epcot, another battle of the countries.
These are fun.
We have San Angel Inn and Rose and Crown. So
My vote. Gosh, this is hard. This is hard. Because for San Angel, you're inside Mexico.
Where else on property do you eat with a view of a volcano?
And
Disney Springs.
Beautiful.
I mean, can we talk about the smell? Like, you're in there and just smells that water. That's so weird, but like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
You could have a view of a husband trying to scoot closer to his wife because he's hearing scoot, and little does he know he's starting to submerge the front of the boat, and she's telling him to scoot the other way. So that will forever be known as the scoot ride.
I would pay a lot of money just to see that back and forth play out while I'm eating. San Angel, just that atmosphere is incredible. I mean, the dim lights, it's cold in there.
I was going to say, bring a flashlight to read the menu. Bring a flashlight.
Yeah, but like, that's such a nice place to take a break from the hot Florida sun, or even when it's raining, it's such a nice escape. I mean, La Cava del Tequila is always packed, not just for their drinks, but because it's a nice break, right? But then you have Rosencrantz, and that's outside for the most part. Awesome, awesome, awesome views, especially at night for the show. Oh, gosh. I don't know.
If you were going for the shepherd's pie, Rosencrantz, great. If you're going for the fish and chips, you can get that at Yorkshire County Fish Shop and mobile order it. For me, the winner in this round is ribeye tacos and the avocado margarita. And by dining in at San Angel Inn, you get to have that La Cava del Tequila menu available to you without standing in that line.
Not to mention the dessert.
Oh.
We love desserts here. That dessert at San Angel is...
They used to have this coconut flan, and my husband learned how to make flan because he couldn't go without the coconut flan.
They have it right now for the festival, and I'm so sad that they don't have that there, like, as a permanent fixture, because it's so good.
All right, our resident specialist here. Which is most accommodating to those with food intolerances and allergies?
For my particular allergies, and I'll give my big ones really quick because we've talked about it. And just so everyone, my big ones, eggs, shrimp, tomatoes, which usually counts out a lot of Mexican. And I don't remember the other ones, but those are the ones that, like, there's going to be a hospital ride involved. Okay. An ambulance ride to the hospital. It's lots of fun. I don't recommend
it. It's not fun at all.
It's not fun at all.
It's a long list is what it is.
It's a very long list. I usually have to pull out my phone. Oh, bananas, strawberries,
potatoes,
and oranges.
Corn.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, some of them we cheat with because they're very low on the list and it's hard. Look, I struggle. I'm on the struggle bus. So the atmosphere inside, like just inside Mexico, is so beautiful. Every time I'm in there, I'm like, this has got to be one of the most beautiful buildings. It's just breathtaking. However, the food for a vegan at Rosencrantz is really, really good. They have a vegan fish and chips, but they did a special mashed potatoes for me and the cream peas, and it was really, really good. So, like, I don't even know with this one. Like, I think that probably San Angel would probably appeal to more of an audience. So I'm gonna go with that one.
Yeah. I'm not going to use my decider. I would have voted Rosencrantz, but I'm not going to use my decider on this one. So San Angel is moving forward.
That one was hard.
Yeah.
I love roasted crab. Because
the bread pudding, you talk about desserts, the bread pudding. And I will say, with the Rose and Crown, we just had a few episodes ago, we had my brother on, and the trip that him and his wife went on, Jen, she has probably just as many allergies as you. Like, her list is very vast as well, to the point to where they don't even, like, if they're going to eat out, she's either bringing her food, not eating, or grabbing a sub from Jimmy John's. Like, yeah. She doesn't really eat out. But I know, like, they were able to eat at Rose and Crown, and it was probably one of their favorite. I think that was their favorite meal. So, Rose and Crown is also very accommodating for allergies. Mm-hmm. But moving on, we have Victoria and Albert's versus California Grill.
All right, I'll say that both of these are on the Michelin rated category. Victoria and Albert is so exclusive, with such a high price tag, that even though it would be incredibly awesome to go, and we talked about this in a previous episode, like, I mean, that's a bucket list dining reservation. Also, very hard to come across. But it's just so extravagant in so many ways that my vote just goes to California Grill.
Especially if you go for the chef's table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like a California Grill, let's think about it this way too. You time it correctly, you go for the end of the night to see the fireworks show from Magic Kingdom from there. Pretty fantastic. So you're looking at great food, great experience, great ambiance, great attention. California.
I got my best fireworks photography I've ever captured from that platform outside of California Grill. And the menu is just creative. You can be as, you know, varied in taste, and you can be as tame in taste as you would like, because the menu has enough offerings. So I also vote California Grill.
Yeah, my vote is California Grill also.
All right, California Grill, moving on. So we have our last matchup in round number one. And we have Ohana versus Cape May Cafe.
Brooks, I know that if you were voting on this one, you would vote Ohana, hands down, blindfolded. I've had, most of the time I've eaten there has been Ohana for breakfast. They have characters at that time, Lilo, Stitch, Mickey, and Pluto. They have some awesome offerings. It wouldn't be my favorite character breakfast. But if you're going for lunch or dinner, you've got the teriyaki noodles that are infamous. They're delicious. They've got several other appetizers, like I think it's like the pot stickers.
The pot stickers.
So good. They're fantastic. And again, being at the Polynesian, if you time it right, you can see the fireworks show from Ohana.
And they pipe in the music too.
Mm-hmm. Just the ambiance there too, like the Polynesian, you get the Polynesian smell, the feeling. I mean, we talked a lot about nostalgia here. I feel like for me, you know, you have contemporary, you have a Grand Floridian, but Polynesian too. Like, I just associate Polynesian with Disney and with Magic Kingdom, you know, and Ohana is just a huge part of that. I do love Ohana. I'm not a fan of their family style for breakfast. I wish I could go and like pick my own food and whatever variety I want. I like that they implement a lot of pineapple into it. I never really have been much of a pineapple eater. I like pina colada. Don't like to eat pineapple. Call me crazy. But I feel like they infuse that very, very well into their food for breakfast. Then you have Cape May for breakfast. They also have characters. Then you have lunch and dinner, or maybe just dinner, seafood. Loved it. I thought it was great. Buffet, you got to go around. You know, with seafood, it's like a tricky topic. You want to feel comfortable with the seafood that you're eating, and you don't want to eat something that you're like, well, has this been sitting out for long? That kind of thing. And I didn't feel that way with the food there. I might be unpopular with my opinion, but I really did like the food in Cape May. I did not like the desserts, though. I was a little let down in that. So it's difficult because I know I have a lot of clients, like loyal clients, who they want Cape May breakfast every single time. But then I also have others that Ohana is just their go-to. Very, very tough. I think I'm going to go with Ohana, mostly for you, Brooks, and the teriyaki noodles.
Pog juice mimosa. One and done here. I have eaten at Ohana with a few people at the table with different dietary restrictions. One had a cinnamon allergy, so she could not have the glaze that comes on the ham. They brought her own skillet out that had a full amount of food for 2 to 3 people to eat on it. Another is gluten intolerant. She also got a skillet. We had skillets all over that table for our party of 6. I love that post-COVID, they tried to do away with our teriyaki noodles, and the people spoke that there were petitions sent to Disney to bring back the noodles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tumble Monkeys at Festival of the Lion King and the noodles at Ohana. We were not fooled. They had to come back.
Yeah.
I am going to vote Ohana also.
I am also going to vote Ohana. That was wonderful. So good. I love the Polynesian. I will say this for anyone that has dietary restrictions. Cape May has a chef. His name is TJ. Mm-hmm. And he is very popular, and he is incredible when it comes to dietary restrictions of any kind. If you go on a night that he's working and you're lucky enough to get him, be prepared for multiple courses and at least a 3-hour dining ordeal, because if you don't know what I'm talking about, look up Chef TJ and his desserts, and I'm telling you, amazing. My vote is for Ohana, but Chef TJ is incredible. Just incredible.
You had me fooled, Jen. I thought you would go with Cape May.
Yeah. I really enjoyed Ohana, and you know, we didn't have as many skillets, but I liked having my own skillet and
have to share. All right. Ohana, moving on. I didn't have to use my decider hat on that one. So we have ended the first round. Now we're going into round number 2. With the left bracket, we have, in matchup number 1, Cinderella Royal Table versus Toledo.
Sweet 16, here we go.
Yep.
This one's easy for me. I vote Toledo. The food is just superior, in my personal opinion. Please don't hate me, anyone.
Jen?
Oh, it's me. I am also going to go with Toledo.
Elise?
Third time's a charm. Toledo.
All right. Toledo moving on. So, and then for matchup number 2, we have the Yachtman's State House versus Jiko.
Jiko.
Yeah. Okay. Round number 2 is moving a whole lot faster than round
number 1. Our choices.
Already.
All right. So matchup number 3, we have Sanaa versus Art Smith's Homecoming.
Now this one's a little bit tougher. This one, I feel
these
like
are very different experiences.
Yeah. Right.
American classic comfort versus African inspired.
Yeah. You know,
it just shows the melting pot at America.
You know, I feel like just for the variety that Homecoming has versus Sanaa, I'm more inclined to go for Homecoming. but that does not mean I don't love Sanaa, the environment, and everything else.
You're amongst friends. We support you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I do feel like I would be more inclined to pick Homecoming.
Your secret's safe with us.
I hope so.
All right.
I also vote Chef Art's Homecoming.
Same here.
Man, we haven't had any difficult decisions, I feel like, yet. So, and then for the last round on the left side, we have Space 220 versus Via Napoli.
This is going to be hard for Jennifer.
I'm going with Via Napoli.
Yes. Well, we know what Elisa's going to vote.
I don't hate Space 220. I don't want the listeners to think that.
Really? This isn't...
I'm going by where I can actually eat the food.
Oh, gosh.
But no, I really love it there. I really
Take
love
that,
it.
Take that, Space 220.
Yeah.
This one's for Susan Abel in South Carolina.
And her strawberry, what is it?
Limoncello slush, yes.
Well, what is your vote?
I'm going to go with Space 220, guys.
And it doesn't matter.
Don't
you get the hat.
She's got three children to pull out and throw at you.
They're named in alphabetical order. You learned this tonight.
So, on the right side, for matchup number one, we have Tusker House versus Topolino's. And when you talked about trying to choose between two of your children, these were the two best character experiences and breakfast experiences I've had at Disney. So,
this is tough.
I'm going with Tusker House.
Goodness. I don't know. Why are you guys looking at me? What are you going to vote?
I'm voting Tusker House also. I love the convenience of in-park dining.
That's really, really big. You know, as a foodie, I feel like being able to have a buffet and a buffet that I enjoy. Again, I've only been for breakfast, and I really, really encourage anyone, whether you like character dinings or not, to check out Tusker House breakfast, where Topolino's is a menu where you have to select, right? Tusker House.
All right, Tusker House, moving on. I'm not going to use my decider on Topolino's twice. So next up we have, and I feel like it's kind of interesting because the matchups in round number one were very, like, you have two of the same in there, but round number two is just completely different. So you have Steakhouse 71 versus Storybook.
And I feel like Jennifer's going to be the deciding vote on this because I campaigned hard for Storybook Dining in the beginning. So y'all know that's my vote.
I put my relationship on the line. Steakhouse 71.
So, Jen, what say you?
Steakhouse 71. I'm sorry. I still love you. I'll buy you a tiara.
The $80 one with the emeralds in it?
The $80 one.
Okay, good.
It's the mushroom sauce.
All right. Steakhouse 71.
Storybook has the mushroom soup that I'm really, really interested in trying.
Yeah, now we need to take her there. Mm-hmm. But seriously, she and Mel would bathe in that mushroom sauce if they could.
They would sneak us like more mushroom sauce. Just, we would dunk anything, whether it was the bread at the beginning or whatever.
Everything.
Were you to the point of scooping with pinkies?
Oh.
No, they
were
drinking out of the bowl.
Straw, please.
Maybe it's the same formula. I'll have to go try it.
You will need to. It's worth it. And then the au gratin potatoes. I don't know what they do with it, but you will thank me later. That's all.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So next up, we have 50s Primetime versus San Angel.
Oh, hard.
Oh.
Delicious in their own rights.
I'm going to go with Sand Hill. Just like the experience in that one again. Just so cool inside Mexico.
Like, I'm going with 50s prime time.
Dad's favorite chocolate peanut butter cake.
That's a good one.
50s prime time.
All right. Fair. 50s Fair. Moving on. So for the final matchup in round number two, we have California Grill versus Ohana.
Oh. Monorail Loop restaurants. Cali. I vote Cali. Brooks, don't hate me.
Ohana, breakfast or dinner, I
was about to say, Elise, why do I feel like you're staring me in the eyes?
Like, I'm like, Brooks, we got this. We got this, buddy. I'm on your side.
I think that I'm going to go with Ohana on this one.
Okay, I can save my vote.
Ohana lives to see another day.
He just let out that breath.
Oh, well, I have the hat on my desk for easy.
Shaking.
Just because I feel like the whole leaning over was a dead giveaway. All right, so now we are in the Elite Eight. Final Four.
Elite Eight. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
So we have in matchup number one, we have Toledo versus Chico.
I don't know.
Chico. I get excited about food. I'm sorry, guys.
No, you're good.
I think I'm going to end up having to go with Chico just because of both of y'all's phenomenal experience.
We have to do that next time.
Yeah. Seriously. So I guess Chico.
All
Either
right.
Way, if I voted Toledo, I would have lost. So
next we have we have Homecoming versus Via Napoli.
You know, I'm still I feel like I'm still going towards Homecoming. Yeah. I'm still going towards Homecoming. And don't get me wrong, Via Napoli being in Epcot, very convenient. It makes me want to choose that one. But Homecoming. Yeah.
Homecoming.
How does it go with Via Napoli?
All right. Homecoming moving on. All right. So for the right side, we have Tusker House versus the relationship tester Steakhouse 71.
Oh my gosh, no.
Relationship tester. Oh,
this is like
I'm gonna vote Tusker House out of spite.
You see my back? Okay. I gave it to you. What'd you say, Jen?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to do Steakhouse 71.
Of course you are.
I'm doing Steakhouse 71, but hear me out. Breakfast at Tusker House, whether, you know, you like lunch or dinner, that's up for debate, but Steakhouse 71 knocks it out of the park 3 times a day.
You've beat me at Le Cellier. No. Just enjoy. Beat my storybook dining. I'm gonna lose my marriage and my FTJ friendships.
You don't get rid of us that easily.
I'm gonna get a free dinner at Steakhouse 71, Alan. That's what it sounds like. Y'all are gonna buy me dinner.
Yes, you will.
I will buy you dinner.
Elise, do you want me to?
No.
Do it.
Oh my goodness.
We have a flashing lit hat, people.
Cowboy.
for those who cannot see what's happening right now.
I mean, if one relationship is ruined, all relationships are ruined. So
the cowboy hasn't spoken.
Tusker House is moving on.
Ooh.
Even though I really want to eat at Steakhouse 71.
He's really pulling the Ellie card because Daisy Duck's there.
Oh, well, I yes, mean, that's my last one. So I didn't save it for Ohana. The cowboy hat is gone.
I'm surprised.
For the last matchup in the Elite Eight, we have 50s Primetime versus Ohana.
Ohana.
All right. So in the final four, I did not think. I feel like there were some upsets in here because I was not expecting some of these. So on the left side we have Chico versus Art Smith's Homecoming.
Chico.
All right, and then on the right side we have Tusker House versus Ohana.
Ohana.
Yeah, I think I go with Ohana.
Yeah.
All right. So in the championship round, we have Chico versus Ohana.
I feel like we need to prepare our closing statements.
You know, you're absolutely right.
This is serious.
Take it away, Elise.
Elise, you have the floor.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I come to you with two unique, culturally purposeful experiences. One giving you the tastes of Polynesia. The other, the tastes of Africa. Only one can reign supreme here today. And I've come before you humbly. With all of the evidence from bread service to pineapple bread, from glazed ham and waffles to a perfectly cooked steak. And I just ask you to weigh the evidence. Teriyaki noodles, pog juice, the availability to watch the fireworks, to ride the monorail and rest your feet. Ohana's the clear winner in my book.
Whoa.
I was not expecting.
Whoa. Wow.
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 Jen,
your closing statements? Because I have no idea what I'm voting yet.
Well, everything that Elise said is true about Ohana. Speaking as someone who loves food, hands down, Chico.
I'm not prepared for this.
I rest my case.
It's like the moment of truth.
It's a lot of pressure.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we have one more closing statement.
What happened?
We don't have the hat involved either.
No.
Oh, Steph, it's down to you.
I feel like that would not have been fair to have it in the championship. Yeah.
You still have to tell us what you would vote.
She's rubbing her hands on her legs.
I know. Carrie's
nervousness here.
Well, she's already nervous because she can't hold the listen, I know, but Steakhouse 71 won, so we will go there with everyone.
Brooke, let me tell you a little something about the weather over here. I am crying. I am sweating. I have the jitters. I don't know what to do here.
Well,
you know,
it's Florida. The sweat is colder than the Florida weather.
I want to throw out here that she has relationships here. She has a co-anchor on the podcast whom she spends time with every week. But then she also has Jennifer that's in her travel group, her sisterhood of DAs.
Oh, no. And so, our name. We'll talk about okay. that later.
Okay.
We're the sisterhood of the traveling
age. We're the FAFs now.
Okay. You also have a relationship with me.
Mentor, friend, so
who are you going to call when Brooks and I won't answer the phone? Mel and Jen have real jobs. I'm on call. I'm evil.
That's
you already know I left my husband out of La Cilia. I'll do anything.
See, my wife doesn't trust me enough to let me go to Disney without her. So,
oh no! Like this is probably one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make in my life,
and it's being filmed.
And this is going to be on YouTube. It's going to be all over every podcast streaming service. You know, it's going to be held over my head by countless people. And on top of that, we have to eat there at our next reunion. You know, my poor pockets are going for Ohana. Do I want to go to GECO? Yes. Yes, I do. You know what? Maybe if I take Mike there, maybe I can salvage something. Ohana, I will happily order an entire like table worth of teriyaki noodles with all of you guys and not feel an ounce of remorse or regret. No, won't feel judged. I will feel amongst family.
Ohana means family.
That's right. Well, you know it's Vin Diesel's favorite restaurant because family.
Now, hold on. So here's where it really comes down. GECO is only open for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So Ohana
double the chance.
Has to be a dinner option that we're considering. No longer breakfast character, no longer waffles. I am all for the teriyaki noodles and those pot stickers. Give me my drink and my massive pineapple. We're going to watch the fireworks and sing all the songs happily ever after at the top of our lungs. We're going to Ohana MEP. We're going to Hawaii.
Yeah, that's going to give me a hug.
We've reconciled the family differences. We're going to Ohana.
Y'all have made me so happy.
Jen, I'm so sorry.
It's all
we'll get to GECO. We'll get to GECO, I promise.
Yeah. You need to eat.
It'll happen.
It's amazing.
I want it's to. Amazing. I really do. I mean,
I'll be honest with you. There are now so many more restaurants I want to go to after this whole bracket.
Think about Ohana being like more buffet. You have more to eat. Mm-hmm. You're not spending as much money. And you get to be with watching everything go on. And GECO, phenomenal food. But you're more limited. You're probably not trying to break the bank. Not everyone's going to go. So it's just they're two different experiences at the end of the day. What are you aiming to go and do? I would rather have an MEP and friends family reunion at Ohana laughing our butts off. GECO feels like a much more romantic, intimate setting anyways.
Yeah.
Phenomenal food, phenomenal offering.
Yeah.
Thinking about, you know, how I want to experience my first meal with everyone, it just really comes down to Ohana. And I'm not kidding you about filling the entire table with noodles. I'm not kidding. So that's my vote, guys.
And pot stickers.
Yeah. And pot stickers.
So I remember before going to Ohana for the first time, our friend at the podcast, Peter Burkhart, he was prepping and he was seeing how many pot stickers he could eat. And literally I had bought like a bag of the frozen pot stickers and was seeing how many I could eat before my trip to see if I could beat his record. I couldn't beat it. I think it was like 30 something.
Oh my God.
In a single sitting?
And then ate his meal.
Did they come and tell him he was eating too much?
No. is all you care to enjoy.
Well, and he cared to have that many pot stickers.
And that was the thing, because like that was my caveat. Like, I have to be able to eat other stuff. And I just after I saw the meat, I'm like, pot stickers. We've had a good run.
I have a similar experience with Liberty Tree Tavern that everyone told me I had to save room for the ooey gooey bread butter cake. And so I did not allow myself to eat all of my salad. I did not allow myself to eat a roll. I was conserving space in my stomach intentionally to make sure I made it to dessert.
And was it worth it?
Totally worth it. And I waddled my way to Tron.
And we did not even have this option on tonight's showdown.
And I disagreed with Kelton's listing,
which was altered, by the way. Sorry, yeah, Kelton.
Sorry, Kelton.
But we're very, very happy you made this possible for us. This
was thank you, Kelton.
Yes.
Yeah. Next time, Liberty Tree Tavern.
Which I can't eat at. So
I was just saying, and we need Skipper Canteen for Jennifer.
Actually,
menu change?
No, we went there on the last trip and I hated it.
Ooh.
It was not. It was, my noodles were like in a clump. It was not good. It was just not good. Now, when I ate at Liberty Tree and they got my food from Skipper Canteen, it was amazing.
That's a shame because I feel like Skipper Canteen.
Yeah. Like my girls love it.
Pretty good. Yeah.
I did not like it at all. I was not impressed at all.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
It's a shame. But anyways. This was a lot of fun.
This
ladies came on.
Yeah, this episode has been a journey.
Quite literally.
Literally had ups and downs, but I feel like we came to the right decision.
And the family has reconciled, I think.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, we've settled the family, a lot of
as long as I'm with you guys, I don't care where we eat.
And I feel like ultimately, yeah.
Yeah.
Which restaurant?
And I always have an opinion for everyone else. So when Jennifer doesn't want to pick, I'll pick for us.
I am never the adult on these trips. Like, someone's got to make the plans.
Oh, man. But, you know, Disney, they always have plenty of options for everyone. Yeah. And we've talked about it time and time again. You can never do it all. Mm-mm. Ever.
No.
You have to go every single day and maybe, you know, with deep pockets, maybe. So it's really fun because
the meme going around right now, like, I'll never tell anyone I won a lottery, but there will be signs.
Yes. Elisa.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
my Golden Oaks address on my Christmas cards, that's going to be one of the signs.
That Pivorsky Epcot ball desk.
Yes. What was it? $285,000?
No, it was only like 80, I think.
Only.
Oh, okay.
Only.
It was only like 80,
but it was big enough that I could hold it and sleep with it.
Yes, you chose to downgrade from the castle to that. It wasn't as expensive or as large.
Yeah, yes. I was being economical.
How thoughtful. Yeah, so I saw, real quick, last time we were at Disney, we went to like the World of Art before we left at Disney Springs. And some of the stuff they had there, like, they had a coffee table made out of one of the drums originally used in the Main Street Electrical Parade for only $18,000. Only $18,000.
There would be signs.
And then there was also a framed document and a check signed by Walt Disney in there for like $45, and that was going for $3,000. So there would be signs.
So many signs.
So many signs.
Elise and I would have tiaras.
Yes.
From Marie.
Those may still happen anyways, but
yeah,
I think they're going out there. I would love for all of us to go to the new Pirates Tavern, whatever they're making when it opens. That would be so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Let's do that.
Isn't that next year too? Or sometime this year?
I thought you were about to say, I feel like we all need to wear tiaras. thought that's what you were going to say.
I did go a little stray. I'm sorry. My mind does go in different directions. But yes, to that too. Yeah.
With my 5-inch heels. Gets a little lit.
So you get the dance hall.
Jelly rolls. Well, almost 2 hours in. I think that about does it here for this week's episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast. Don't forget to join our Mouse Ears Podcast Facebook group and our TikTok page for all the episode details. And if you're interested in having a Fairy Tale Journeys agent book your next trip, visit fairytalejourneystravel.com and let them know that the podcast sent you. Lastly, if you like listening to us, which with this episode, if you made it this long, you like listening to us. We would love for you to leave us a review wherever you get your podcast needs or YouTube needs. Until next time. Oh, and then also, if you haven't already, follow the Mouse Ears blog on Instagram and also the new Mouse Ears blog website, where you can also have a link to the Mouse Ears podcast. So until next episode, I love you guys. Thank y'all for being on tonight. Y'all have a good one.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.